Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
With the election just under 3 weeks away now, the latest WBUR tracking poll out this morning shows the candidates for governor remain locked in a tight race. Democrat Martha Coakley has a slim 3-point lead over Republican Charlie Baker, 42-39%. The poll also shows a close contest over the ballot question that would stop automatic adjustments in the state gasoline tax. Steve Gazella is president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group and conducts the weekly poll for us. He's with us this morning to talk about the latest numbers. Good morning, Steve. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Good morning.
So just 3 points dividing the candidates, Martha Coakley and Charlie Baker. No real change. What's that tell us, do you think?
Well, the more polls that show us this small nominal lead, the more likely it is that these small nominal leads are actually real. In other words, each individual poll could be within the margin of error, but the more of them that accumulate that show one candidate in the lead as opposed to the other, the more likely it is that that is actually the scenario.
And there's still an undecided block here in the governor's race that could sway things.
Yes. So 13% undecided this week. And that's also held about stable for the last few weeks. So that's plenty to swing this race either way.
We've talked a lot recently about the voting bases for both candidates. You found what could be a source of concern for both candidates. Martha Coakley is backed by only 2/3 of the registered Democrats surveyed. And her edge, as I understand it, appears to be thanks to the support of unenrolled voters. What's that say?
Yes, so she's not drawing as many Democrats as other successful Democratic candidates have in recent elections. So she's relying more on keeping the margin among unenrolled voters narrow than is typically the case. So only winning 2/3 of your own partisans is something that's got to be a bit of a concern to her campaign at this point. But so far, she's managing to overcome it by holding the margin steady among unenrolled.
What's it mean for Charlie Baker?
Well, those are the voters that he needs. So a Republican in Massachusetts typically needs about a 2-to-1 margin among unenrolled voters. Now, it won't be quite that big for him if he does manage to siphon off this number of Democrats, as he seems to be right now. But he still needs more than he's getting right now. And Martha Coakley's ability to hold on to some of these unenrolled so far has to be a source of concern.
Let me ask about the three independents running for governor, Scott Lively, Evan Falchuk, Jeff McCormick. Our polling shows that none of them have much in the way of name recognition or much support. But in a tight race, could the three of them collectively play some sort of spoiler role?
Well, that's the real question, because typically you'd look and see, oh, 1 or 2% support, that doesn't mean much. But when you're talking about three of them and the entire race is only showing a 3-point difference, then the totality of their support could really make a difference. The analysis so far shows that Charlie Baker probably stands to lose a bit more than Martha Coakley. So if these numbers hold about at 5% or even go up a little bit, that is going to be a problem for Charlie Baker.
All right. Issues. Both Coakley and Baker are appealing to voters with economic messages, but this week's poll shows a real rift among voters about what they'd really like to see improved along those lines. Outline the differences.
Yes. So often what we ask about is just what's important, the economy as a concept, healthcare, education, you know, these sort of grandiose terms. But what we found this week is that when voters say the economy matters, they're talking about different things. More of them actually think that ensuring economic gains are distributed evenly between groups is a bit more important than just maximizing economic growth. So people want equality a bit more than they just want economic growth.
And do one of these two candidates, Baker or Coakley, benefit by that, the concern about income equality?
Yes. And Martha Coakley's voters tend to be the ones that are more interested in equality, whereas Baker's tend to be more interested in growth. So the fact that there's more who say equality is a priority seems to be benefiting Martha Coakley.
A few minutes ago, I mentioned the gas tax question. About 45% of voters oppose the question, meaning that they would keep the new gas tax, which is adjusted for inflation every year, in place. About 40% favor the question, meaning they would vote to get rid of these automatic adjustments, which opponents of the gas tax call automatic tax increases. So how close is this?
Yeah, so it hasn't really changed a lot in terms of the overall margin. We pulled it about a month ago, and we pulled it again this week, and it only changed by 1 point. What seems to be going on is that still at this late hour, voters are unclear about the implications of a yes vote versus a no vote.
So they're a little confused by the question?
Yes. The reason I say that is because you would tend to see Republicans opposing tax increases more than Democrats on almost any issue. In this case, the percent who say that they would vote yes to repeal the gas tax indexing is about the same between Republicans and Democrats.
All right. Just 3 weeks to go in this campaign. Steve Cazella, we will see you again.
I look forward to it.
Steve Cazella is president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group. To see the full results of this week's tracking poll and all our election coverage, go to the Poll Vault section of our website, wbur.org.